Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Lions will be taking their 1-3 record to New England to take on Matt Patricia and the 1-3 New England Patriots. Boy, they played the Packers pretty damn tough.
They did.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball right down the Lions' throats, even with Bailey Zappe as quarterback.
If Aaron Glenn gets outcoached by Matt Patricia, we're going to have some issues. We're going to have some problems.
Matt Patricia. Well, we're still not sure who is calling the plays. We believe it's Matt Patricia. But a guy that spent most of his professional career on the defensive side of things, as well as head coach, and then he outcoaches your he out-schemes your defensive coordinator.
Well, he's a former offensive lineman, so he should be smart, right?
I won't be coming in next Monday if that happens.
Oh, I want to see video of the embrace between the two of you when you see him.
Yeah, you're going to talk to him pregame?
Big bear hug.
Yeah.
I don't usually go down there too often. Why is this team so bad in this, like coming out of the halftime?
I know.
Like I literally looked it up this morning, Stoney. The Lions, to start the second half, have gotten the ball 10 times. How many times do you think they scored out of those 10 drives?
Since you've asked the question, I'll say one.
One time. One time. Six punts, two interceptions, and a fumble. That's their drive. That's their 10 drives coming out of halftime when they get the ball. Yeah. So, and I noticed it late last year. I'm like, well, if they win the coin toss, take the ball in the first half, because the first couple drives, like Philly, they went down and scored. Yeah. I think Washington, they went down and scored. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, put your offense
their
on the field. Just go
have
score.
Been outstanding in the first half.
Your defense isn't stopping anybody, anyways. And plus, when you look at the fact that anytime you get the ball coming out of halftime, you've been horrible. The pick six. I mean, I literally walked down. I was walking down the tunnel as it happened. And I'm like, stopped. I'm like, wait, did that just happen? Like,
God.
Did that just really happen? The first play.
Ruin that halftime hot dog.
Like, did that really just happen?
He played so good, too, and that just won, you know.
No. And I saw the quote. I think he said it was just a, you know, dumb play, bad pass.
Right. He threw in a double coverage and he didn't see the guy.
Yeah, I don't think he saw the corner sitting underneath, but. You know,
it happens to the best. Yeah. Rodgers finally got to give up a pick six in Lambeau yesterday.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
At the end of the half.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That was huge. 248-539-9797. Sean in Deckerville, good morning. You're 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning, guys. Let's be honest. I mean, you see a lot of bad defensive football in the NFL nowadays, even like the AFC. It was one of the games, like Kansas City and Buffalo last year. I mean, but it's understandable when you have offenses like that where you can have a game like this. That is the worst defensive football game I think I've seen in my life. Both sides of the ball on both teams, they were just awful. Now, the Lions offense is pretty good, but, I mean, I think it comes down to two gleaming spots. Well, I'm going to pick on one guy in the defense, but I hate Pete Carroll. That being said, he's a really good football coach, and the gap in the talent of the professional coaching on his offense to our amateur coaching on defense is a glaring gap. He just has our defensive number because he's a professional coach. Number two, can we be done with the pet rock experiment that is Anzalone? He was mentally 5 steps behind. He was physically 10 steps behind the entire game. I swear the only time that guy makes a play is when they just decide they don't even need to bother putting a hat on them. And it's frustrating, and we just lack a lot of talent. Everybody talks about, you know, it's embarrassing that a 6-round draft pick can come in and start on the defense. I think the more glaring issue is that Anzalone is a starting linebacker on this team. Thanks, guys.
That's a valid point.
It's fair. I mean, it's fair. I mean, Anzalone, the Washington game was really good. Maybe his best game since coming to Detroit.
Right.
Last week against Minnesota, thought he was okay. He had the sack, which was their only sack of the game. 8 second protection. But I don't know. I honestly didn't really single him out too often. I was more watching the defensive line. And look, when you have a defensive lineman playing like trash in front of you, yeah, it's really hard as a linebacker to make plays.
Is Aleem McNeil even doing anything or no?
Stoney, I don't know if there's one person that I could single out that's doing anything good. I mean, and that, is that no reaction? I don't know, probably. Yeah. I mean, there's probably some guys that,
sure,
know,
there's always
going to
be
job,
some guys
but,
that are doing their job, just not enough.
Right.
And when you were saying at the end of the last segment, guys that are trying to make every single play. Hutch right now is trying to make every single play, and he's going to have to learn that you can't do that. Yeah. And once you figure out as a defensive unit, right, not just you know a position groups, but as a defensive unit to play team defense as a defensive end, I know what my responsibility is. I'm going to trust my defensive tackle to do his job. I'm going to trust the other defensive end, the linebackers, the safeties, the corners to do their jobs. Is that going to make them a good defense? No, but it'll make them one that is good enough with this offense to win more games than they're winning.
Yeah, and you start to conserve your energy. I mean, I pointed out Hutchinson looks like he is gassed after like two or three plays. I mean, he's kind of going back to the huddle. He's got the hands on the hips, and he's just kind of, oh, where do I line up type thing. And it's like, I'm not trying to say he's out of shape.
No.
But it's when you're doing too much and you're physically exerting too much energy and mentally exerting too much energy on trying to make plays that are not yours to make, watch the best DNs in the league. I mean, they all kind of pick and choose their time, right? If the play's away from me, hey, a lot of them, it's not – you know, being a slug, and it's right. Not, you know, just the lack of effort, but you have to understand times that you're not going to make that play, you know? So Maybe you can conserve your energy for the next play, because I don't know if it's a big concern, guys, but to me, he looks tired out there. He does. Like, after a couple plays into the series, he looks gassed. And I think it's just because he's like we're talking about, John. He's trying to do way too much.
You got to learn how to be a pro.
Yeah.
And part of that is you're not going to make every play. And the ones that are going away from you, they're 10 yards downfield. In your mind, you want to make every play on the field.
Right.
But at some point, you've got to shut it down and say, you know what? I'm not going to make that play. I need to reserve some of this energy. So if it's going to be second and two, if it's going to be third and eight, now I could turn it on
right. And
be that guy that affects this game on the next play, not the one that I'm not going to have any effect on.
Yeah, and John, you probably played for coaches that offensive line coaches love screaming, cover the ball, you know, sprint downfield. Yeah. Your running back breaks a 20-yarder. They expect you just to sprint after every single one. And offensive lineman, you're like, if I do that, I'm going to be gassed by the third play. I got to pick and choose my time, you know.
Especially if your offense is built for a 12-play drive, you're
can rotate. Hey, you take this one, I'll take the next one.
248-539-9797. 97.1, The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.